The following is an example of intoning in Quaker preaching. Before the appearance of prepared sermons in friends' meetings, those who intoned were believed to be delivering a message of the Holy Spirit to other members of the meeting. Through emotion and custom, people spoke in the form of a sing-song or a chant. The following is an example of a speaker from one of the conservative meetings in Iowa. After a period of quiet waiting, a woman friend arose and in a trembling voice said,
"Take thy shoe from off thy foot. The Lord has said, the spot whereon thou standest is holy ground. Again he says, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. And, dear friends, I would have you remember the remarkable story of the patriarch Jacob, how he wrestled with the angel and asked for his blessing, and he would not let him go. I believe, dear friends, you need also to give attention to the word of the prophet. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit."
There were cautions against speaking in an intoning voice in business meetings and other places where matters were being discussed. For instance, in London Yearly Meeting in 1805, friends were cautioned against contracting speaking habits in meetings for discipline as if they were speaking under a divine impression. An example of this type of preaching by Sunderland P. Gardner was given at First Day Morning Meeting in Richmond, Indiana in 1873. With great solemnity, out of the quiet of the meeting, Sunderland arose and said,
"I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. This cannot be as the scriptures indicate, refer to the death of the body. For it is appointed to all men once to die. It rather refers to them who have never sinned. I desire that you, my dear young friends, shall let your attention rest particularly on this parable. It holds forth great instruction for all those who are willing to repent and turn to the Lord. What a display of the goodness of God toward his rational creation, to be not only salvation to the innocent, but ready redemption to all seekers to be saved, ever ready to rescue those who are lost in sin and death."
The preceding examples of Quaker intoning were performed for this recording by Tom and Esther Jones. This is Irwin Starr speaking.